103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always message us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Today's Am I the Jerk is so good. I moved it to the front when I saw it this morning.
You said it got skirted to the top of the list. What happened, though?
Even though it's a wedding one, you don't have to be getting married or care about weddings to get into this.
Nah, everybody gets up into these wedding ones. I know. That's for whatever reason.
Emma wants to know if she's the jerk for asking if they broke up.
Like the wedding couple?
No, not the wedding couple. Somebody coming to the wedding. Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, I need some help. I've realized my cousin and her boyfriend, who RSVP'd to my wedding, no longer have pictures of each other on any of their Facebook pages.
Ooh, okay.
This is making me think they are no longer together, especially Dunzo. Since the hint was dropped earlier in the summer that they might be breaking up.
Got it.
My wedding is about a month away, and my head count is due soon.
As I'm do already? Yeah. A month away, bro? Do now.
As I'm sure you know, weddings in this post-COVID world we live in are expensive. Mm-hmm. Girl, they were expensive pre-COVID, okay? Sorry, when it comes down to cost per person, it's easily about $120.
Ooh, damn. Oh, y'all must be doing plates.
Come on.
They must be doing plates.
Oh, my God. How much was yours a plate?
We did buffet.
Smart. And how much was it a person? Like 20
big
something?
Smart.
Smart.
I mean,
mine was like 30.
30 tops.
Mine was like 30, and that
tops.
Was a lot. Yeah. They said, I don't really want to throw $120 away on someone who's not going to be there. Am I the jerk for asking her if they broke up so I don't have to waste the money?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Emma. So she's thinking her cousin broke up with her boyfriend, but it's a sensitive subject, so she doesn't want to ask.
Still fresh.
But she doesn't want to blow $120 on a guy who ain't coming.
Right.
But you know what? If that cousin shows up with somebody else...
Ooh.
That's the worst when they RSVP and you don't even think that's the person coming. You know what I mean?
Because really that the invitation was for somebody that was arguably closer with y'all.
And I've had people do that. Like I had somebody who asked me if I wanted to go to a wedding as a friend, like a girl. And they were like, oh, my boyfriend can't come. Do you want to come? And I saw the bride's face and the bride was like, you can't just invite people to my wedding. And I was like, I'm not coming. Like, I understand how this works.
Got the vibe. I ain't going.
Like, I was not. Not the guest invited. It's your boyfriend or no one.
But that's on the invitation, though. Like, you got, whether it's a plus one or you put
guest.
The names, guest, whoever, right? Because
if you put and guest, you're in trouble. They can bring whoever they want.
Whoever. But if you specifically put names, that means it's for those people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the semantics of getting the actual invitations out, right? Logistics behind all of that. But, bruh, you can't just take the plus one away after you've already given it. What if they mend the relationship 24 hours right before the wedding? What are you going to do? Give them the plate back? No, it's too late.
No.
Plus, you should always have extras on decky because
that's
you don't know what's going to happen at the venue. Somebody's going to drop a plate. Somebody's going to not eat. Somebody's going to whatever. Somebody's going to have, I wanted the vegetarian instead of the pork chop, blah, blah, blah.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying she's the jerk.
I say not the jerk.
No, you can't ask.
No,
you gotta let that
I'm
ride.
Like, dude, $120? I'm asking my cousin, are you guys together or not?
$120 ain't worth it. $120, if it was more than $200.
Oh, you think $120 is not enough to ask?
If it was racked up, if it was 5-6 people, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's just the one. And it is your cousin's one.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I'd let it rock. I'd just let it go and hopefully they show up or bring somebody to help them feel better. I'd want them to bring somebody else if they're not going to bring that significant other plus one. I'm saying jerk.
I'm saying not the jerk. Ask her if they broke up and hell no, I'm not paying for your meal.
Why are you worried about whether they broke up?
Because it's $120.
Ma, you should be worried about your wedding. You got 4 weeks to go, probably less than that at this rate, dog. You should be worried about way greater fish to fry rather than is her fish fried or not. Nah, get up out of here. You a jerk.
You might be onto something, okay? 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, we had a few people break up while we were sending out invites. I made my hubby ask if we need to know for money and headcount. So they asked.
I mean, if it's multiple, I understand. If it's just this one.
Somebody said, ask a family member. We didn't ask for advice. We just want to know if she's a jerk for asking the cousin if they broke up so she can get the guy off the roster for the wedding.
That part. I say yes. Allie says no. What up?
Not the jerk, man. Don't waste my $120, and I'm standing on that.
Let's see what everybody
says.
All right,
we'll talk to you guys next.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Emma wants to know if she's the jerk for asking her cousin if she broke up with her boyfriend because she does not want to pay the $120 head fee that she will have to pay if the boyfriend doesn't come. She wants to cut him from the guest list, basically.
She's about to drum up some more emotions with her cousin, family, whatever. It bred problems.
Well, Michelle's in Sussex this morning. Let's start with her. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, no, don't be cutting out the whole time. This is Am I the Jerk? This is serious business.
We need every word crisp and clear.
Yes. What do you think? Is Emma the jerk for asking if they broke up?
She's absolutely the jerk.
Absolutely the jerk.
I heard that. Uh-huh. Through the cutout. Absolutely the jerk.
Okay, why?
So I have a personal experience with this. Luckily, my cousins live outside of the listening area, but they actually...
Well, they can't hear you anyway because you're cutting out, Michelle. Can you move to a different part of the house? Like, you're literally cutting out the whole time.
Are we on speaker or Bluetooth by chance? It's a little tough. Oh, no.
You're cutting out like crazy. I hate to break it to you.
Is this better?
Yes.
Oh,
way better.
Okay.
Oh, no. I went outside. But I have a personal experience. My cousin had a wedding, and I've been, like, single a lot. My life.
This sucks. Sorry, Michelle. Hold on one sec. We're going to put you on hold. We may come back to you. See if you can come off your
phone. It sounds like she got a good story. Hold on. Take us off Bluetooth. Something's
cutting out like crazy. Okay, but we know she said jerk.
She said jerk, and she's got a story to go with it because her cousins.
We'll come back to her. Taylor's in Franklin. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's Travis?
Wonderful.
That was a joke.
I was like, wait, who?
She has to be like, Allie, enough with the dad jokes.
Stop it, but I'm...
All right, Taylor. Yeah, Michelle just said that Emma's a jerk. What do you think? Is she a jerk if she asks if they broke up?
I think not the jerk, but I will say that I'm kind of on the fence because I feel like, do you really have to ask if they broke up, or could you just ask, are you bringing a plus one?
So she might be the jerk.
Taylor, because, I liked the way she's going about it. Uh-huh. I didn't even think about it like that.
Totally.
Ooh.
Totally.
But she's still saying not the jerk, though, even though she gave us a great jerk reason, though.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in and said, just leave it alone. Kind of like, don't bother. But the problem is, Emma's like, this is $120 a plate at my wedding. If my cousin and him broke up, I don't want to pay $120.
It adds up. It does add up. But it doesn't sound like it's adding up besides your cousin, man. So I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well, she says not the jerk.
We're split.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Tony and Racine texted in. He said, I had the same thing happen to me because his wedding was this summer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He said, I even told them not to bring the other person if they're coming, but they still did anyway.
Yikes. Well, that's different, bro. They just didn't listen to your wishes.
Then he said, so I just left it alone.
You got to pick your battles, and sometimes on your day, it's easier to just let bygones be bygones.
Before we get to our tiebreaker, Michelle in Sussex, any last final words? Hit her up real quick.
Michelle, are you back?
Any final words?
I went to a different part of the house.
Oh, my. This is worse.
It's worse. I don't know what to say, Michelle.
What the hell?
I don't know. Good question. What the hell? Sorry, put her on hold. Sorry, Michelle.
Sorry, bad dog.
Listen back on the Odyssey app later to this whole show, and you'll hear how bad it sounded the whole time. She's going to have to hear it back on the show.
She's going to be salty, be like, man, I need to switch phone providers, man.
Big time.
Complain with me.
Last but not least, this guy has a theme song. We haven't heard from him in a minute.
Who is it?
Gary in Sheboygan.
Who the hell is Gary in Sheboygan?
Exactly.
Hold on. I got to look through this one.
Dust it off.
Oh, man. I'm at the bottom of...
Come on. Gary.
What's up?
You tell us.
We're about to kick you out of the regulars. Look at you coming
back. Dusty old song.
I'm so busy at work delivering everybody's mail.
Okay, excuses. I've been working hard. What's up, man? It's good to hear from you, brother.
So, it's a hard one because I could go back and forth.
Sure. Well, Gary, you have to pick a side. You're the tiebreaker today. You have to stand on it.
Don't stand on the fence.
Come on.
I don't think she's a jerk for asking.
Okay.
I mean, it's money in her pocket that she's paying for this person's dinner.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is her money.
So
you're saying it's worth it to ask for it.
It's at least worth it.
It's worth to ask for, but maybe she can like ask like, oh, like the one caller said, are you bringing the plus one?
Like Taylor was alluding to, basically going, are you bringing a plus one or not, bro? What's going on? Are you bringing anybody? Mm-hmm. Not are you bringing your man? Because she's being nosy.
When I got married, when I got married, we did the buffet, but we had literally like 4 days worth of leftovers.
That's
people
awesome.
People who RSVP'd did not show
never
up.
Showed
and I'm
up.
Like, the worst.
That's so
that's
typical.
A different Am I the Jerk,
that's
bro.
A wedding problem that everybody has, I feel like. Either people don't show up who RSVP'd, and then people also show up who didn't RSVP, and that's even worse.
I'm liable to send the bill.
Love it.
If she does ask, maybe she just don't pay for like a few of the people, because she might still end up having leftovers.
Yeah, maybe. That's
somebody texted and said, not a jerk. We had a cousin bring their three kids to a kidless wedding dinner.
No, that's the jerk, bro. The family be assuming they can act different, though, because they're family.
Big time,
and man.
And they cannot.
Well, Gary, speaking of family, good to hear from you, man. Stop being a stranger, bro. Stop working so hard.
Not the jerk, he says, though.
Not the jerk. Appreciate you, man. Talk to you soon.
So he says you can totally ask.
You have to?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to, but I respect the desire to at least know. Mm-hmm. Bogus, because she sounds like she's being too nosy to be like, hey, is your man coming? Are y'all still together? I don't think y'all are. Rather than just going, hey, girl, you still bringing a plus one?
Yes or no?
Yes or no? That's all she needs.
And you know what I did, by the way, to the people who showed up to my wedding who didn't RSVP?
What?
I just want to add this. I put them at the photographer DJ table. Sure did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was awkward. They were uncomfortable the whole time. I'm like, yeah, you're at a table with nobody you know. With all the vendors. Have a good time.
Have fun.
I paid for their meal. Hell, I'll pay for yours too. Why not?
Ooh, bro, we had wedding crashers. We just didn't care.
I mean, I wouldn't have cared, but we had seating charts.
Yeah, that's different.
So you have to like put them somewhere.
Yeah, we had tall boys. Mingle around. Do what you want. We ain't want to do the logistics of the chart,
smart.
Bro. Forget
smart.
All that.
I shouldn't have done it either, apparently. Mm. All right, not the jerk today for asking if the cousin broke up with her boyfriend because you don't want to pay all that money.